Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News to Use podcast. Coming up, learn about how you can help stuff a bus to feed the needy, report streetlight outages, National Donor Day, recycling, and a new library webpage. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Help Fairfax County and local partners stuff the bus to feed local families in need. After the holidays, food supplies at many local food pantries run dangerously low. To help, Fairfax County partners with local nonprofits, grocery stores, and MV Transportation to literally stuff fast tran buses full of food to restock depleted shelves. The 2016 campaign started in January and runs through February 27th, with collection events scheduled at 14 area grocery stores. Now, at each event, volunteers will be on hand to help stuff the bus with your donated items and deliver them to a local food pantry. Thanks to your help, we collected more than 30,000 meals worth of food in 2015, and we're looking forward to another successful year helping feed Fairfax families. Now, for dates, times, and locations, simply search Stuff the Bus on the Fairfax County website, which is fairfaxcounty.gov. If you notice a street light out, please report the outage to get it fixed. Reporting an outage is simple, and it helps keep neighborhoods safe. Streetlights along public roadways in Fairfax County are typically maintained by Dominion Virginia Power or the Northern Virginia Electric Cooperative. Before you report an outage, you'll need a street address and the pole number. So look for the pole ID number, which can be found on the pole. Write it down or take a photo to help you remember. Now, if you can't find the pole number or if you notice a streetlight outage while driving, use the online streetlight locator tool to help you find the pole number. The streetlight locator tool is available on Fairfax County's website. Enter the keyword streetlights in the search box at fairfaxcounty.gov. The streetlight locator will help you identify the correct number to call. If you need assistance, you can also contact Public Works and Environmental Services at 703-324-5111. You know, Valentine's Day is usually a time for celebrating our sweethearts with chocolates and flowers, but February 15th is also National Donor Day, and the Fairfax County Commission on Organ and Tissue Donation and Transplantation encourages you to consider the ultimate gift of love, which is the gift of life. All it takes is becoming an organ and tissue donor. The needs are great. There are currently more than 113,000 people in the United States waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, including some 2,000 right here in the Washington metro region. Tragically, many will die waiting. But you have the power to change that. By being a donor, your generosity can save up to 8 lives through organ donation and enhance many more through tissue donation. Anyone, regardless of age or medical history, can sign up to be a donor. It's easy to do, and there's no cost to donors or their families. So this Valentine's Day, give a true gift of love, a gift of life. Say yes to donation at the DMV or go to beadonor.org to register online. You can also call 1-866-BE-A-DONOR. That's 1-866-232-3666. For more information. Here's a couple of things to remember about recycling in Fairfax County. First, what should you not place in recycling bins? Well, items such as shower curtains, rubber hoses, old shoes, diapers, and plastic bags. So how about those plastic bags? Well, they should be returned to your grocery store. And what about recycling at work? It's easy. All businesses in Fairfax County are required to recycle. If you have questions about recycling in the workplace, you can simply call the Solid Waste Management Program at 703-324-5230. The Fairfax County Public Library made it just a little bit easier to find programming of special interest to residents 50-plus years of age. The new Fairfax 50 and Better webpage categorizes library services into 3 sections: things to do at the library, things to do online, and find your next read. Discover just how easy it is to join a book club, take a computer course, sign up for an author's lecture, read to a dog, research your family tree, or just order a book. The library's new 50-plus page, an initiative of the Fairfax 50-plus Community Action Plan, can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov/library/50-and-better. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/library/50-and-better. Finally, Fairfax County's weekly agenda provides meeting agendas and information for the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, and the Board of Zoning Appeals, plus other county news. Find it in your inbox Thursday mornings by simply subscribing at fairfaxcounty.gov/news/email. That's all for this News to Use podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, you'll want to visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You also may call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., or email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. News to Use is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.